Well, it's still ongoing. As yet, the alarms haven't stopped, and you can smell the smoke from the meat fridge from certain points on the car park. Which is obviously not ideal. Still, you've got to laugh. I've got a basket of shopping in there somewhere. I just bought a few things for lunch, so obviously I'd quite like to nip and get them as soon as the building's safe. So, the staff are quite light-hearted about it, really. There's lots of giggles coming from the car park. But we've also got quite a few restless children and people fretting about stuff and things. I was also just about to buy Thor 2. Which obviously is not the most crucial element in the events that are unfolding as we speak. But still, should be back in shortly. It's a very nice day. It's a little bit breezy, but you know, the sun's out, the sky's blue, and there are worse days to be made to stand in a car park. It's actually interesting because depending on where you stand depends on which alarm you hear more prominently, and they're all going at different sort of, don't know if you can hear. So if I move around a bit, you hear them in different places. So that's an interesting thing about sound, isn't it? And perception of it. So, this really is a strange afternoon. There's a fire car. But I was in them. I had to go and do like a worky thing today. While I was in the building, some other bloke turned up. I was supposed to be locking up, and this guy just wandered in. Didn't tell anyone he was there. So it wasn't until I was locking the gate that I saw him at the door back in the window. I'd locked him in. So, these things happen. I'm just glad that I saw him, as he is, I think. There's nothing quite like the fear of being locked in a building. It's several steps up from somebody turning all the lights off while you're in a communal toilet. That's happened to me several times. Just reaching out for the toilet paper and everything goes dark. I'm just waffling a little bit now. I keep thinking that the alarm will go off any second and you'll get to hear it, but I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm going to stop. Speak to you later.